irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On London Edition, Accent on LA Talk Radio. And I'm so excited today because I'm in London and our guest is talking on Zoom with us from California. And I think people will really maybe remember our last interview with David, I think in 2016. You were a few times on Accent On when I was in Los Angeles. So I'm so happy after 4 years, I have you back. I have you back with wonderful, wonderful news, few good news. And I'm hoping I will make this very, very easy for people to follow. And then we have some very special gift for all your fans, just music. And that's in this very, very crazy moment in everybody's life when coronavirus really does so many damage in people's life. We have something to give to people, music. So today, official invitation to the show, we will be talking to David Arkenstone, who is a composer, producer, multi-instrumentalist, and 4 Grammy nominee, my friend. Also, he has 60 albums released to this day, writing a lot of game scores, 20 Billboard hits, and you wrote many, many music for film and for soundtracks. And your name is David Arkenstone. Welcome to Accent On London Edition. Hi, David.
Hi, Ilona. Nice to be here.
Oh my gosh. And yes, you are in Los Angeles. Yes, your life is right now very similar to most of us. Yes, you are alone, but I see behind you, you have your studio. So I think when it comes to musicians, we are never alone because we have all of the sounds around us. So, you know, instruments are surrounding our souls. So today, I think you are here for big, big reason. You are releasing your new album to the public. So can you tell us a little bit more about title of the album?
It's called The Delicate Balance. And it's an EP. It has 6 songs on it. And I wrote it actually in the last 3 or 4 weeks, during this whole crazy time we're all experiencing. And it just washed over me how fragile things can be and how we need to stick together as a species. I mean, we're kind of under attack in a way. And we need all of us to all over the world to come together. And I think it's a terrible reason, but it's a good thing. I mean, I think it'll strip away after it becomes to a manageable level. I think a lot of people will feel closer to a lot of people around the world, I'm hoping.
Yeah, music does this to people, brings us together. And your music is so, so special because obviously you are in this business for, I don't know how many years. I don't want to put a time, but it is a long, long time. And I think I would love to a little bit talk about your journey to what is happening right now. Can you tell us title of your album?
It's called The Delicate Balance.
It's a beautiful, beautiful title because you mentioned that you are thinking right now more and more about time passing, about what we have in life right now, what is important in life, what we are leaving behind, especially in this situation that we are in right now. So your job is right now to heal us. Did you accomplish what you wished for?
You know, I stopped after I wrote six songs because I wanted to get it out there while it could actually do some good. But I could probably have just continued writing another six. Because
I'm sure you do already.
I'm grateful, super grateful that my life hasn't changed that much. My work day to day is about the same. I go to my studio, I try to come up with some good music, and I'm doing that now, except that now when I go to the store, you know, I'm wearing a mask and staying away from people, which is odd. But we're all doing that, and it's helping. So it just occurred to me to write, you know, I was just influenced by the situation to just make music, and I'm grateful that I can do that. It's kind of an outlet for me, you know. It's a way to kind of process what's going on emotionally.
Absolutely. So we are in this unusual time that we cannot socialize, and obvious. Can you tell us how did you put together this album? Because I know you were working with some great musicians that you invited to work with you. So if people who are not the writers and they don't understand the process, how single-handed you could manage to pull all your project together and still invite people that you really wanted to have on your album?
Yeah, well, it's a challenge. Like for me, I have my whole setup here. I can record in my studio, except when I need large groups of musicians. If I need a string section, I can't do that here. But my favorite violinist, Luann Holmesy, she is not working right now. And she's in film orchestras. She has her own bands. And she's not doing a lot of work right now. So she has the ability at her house to record her violin. And she has a good microphone, everything. So I sent her the music, just emailed her the music with MP3s. And she played violin over those into her computer. And then sent me the tracks. I put them into my main sessions and mix them in, and it was pretty neat. And then I found the guy I usually make CDs with. He said they were working with a limited staff, but they were doing some things for doctors, for the medical community, so they were still open, so they were able to make a CD even. I made 100 CDs just for fun.
That's wonderful. Oh, wow. So maybe somebody will be lucky and get your sign. Yeah. So beautiful. Congratulations. Again, I was thinking, yeah, it will be very hard to do physical copy, but you got it.
I thought so too. But and nowadays, I don't even know, you know, people aren't so into CDs. So it was fine distributing, you know, my distributor, I just sent him the masters. It's online, you know, all of a sudden it's at Apple Music and all the other places. So it's just a miracle. People find it easily.
We need a music. We need a music. And I know that keeps us surviving this very, very sad and scary time. And as we were talking a little bit before the show, I really, really think that after when all this will be over, the world never will be the same and will be a better place to live in, because people will be just understanding what really counts in life and the joy of being together and just even dance or sing or gather. That's what we are doing as a musicians. That's what is our goal, to keep people having good time together. They will hopefully have that back. But for right now, you are doing something very, very special. I know that you have your new website and you have some offer that you are giving to your fans. So I would like to, first, maybe can you introduce us to your new website? What is the address or name? And could you tell us everything?
Of course, it's just davidarkenstone.com. And it's been that way for 10 years. But I did a whole new, I got a whole new design, new designer came in and did a whole new thing. And now I'm featuring the music for this album. If you sign up for the newsletter, you get a download for free.
So that's very important. I want people to know. Yeah, they need to sign for newsletter which hopefully I sign, of course, too. They will be very happy to do that. They want to know, hopefully, future concert will happening and future releases will happen, and knowing more what you're doing and where you are in the moment when they read the letter. But then they will be able to go and download this album, this EP, 6 tracks.
Yes. So, they sign up, they get a link sent to them through email that has a link in it to download the songs.
So, the package. That's a really cool news. You know, just we were talking about, it seems like music is something that is free for everybody right now. It's like the air that is free and we are breathing. We cannot really breathe without. So I'm hoping people really, really appreciate musicians, our art, creativity, because we are giving away what we create for free right now and even before. But I think the hope is that when all this will be over, the concerts and the meeting you with your band, with big events, which I want to talk about a little bit about them, because you love to doing tours. So I'm sure right now you're like stuck and you're a little, what is the next? So if, and you probably had something planned, but everything stopped. So what do you think? Will this album will be part of your new tour, or how you see your next concert, live concert?
Well, we were actually planning a concert tour for the fall in the United States. And now we have paused that for right now because nobody knows how it's going to happen or how things will happen. And I'm also planning on releasing another record in the fall, a full LP, or not LP, but you know, an album. No more. I might press vinyl this time.
Wow. Going back to vinyl. That's so, so cool.
Yeah, and it's kind of it's a little bit more of a departure for me style-wise. I'm going to do something with where I play more piano with a string quartet with me.
Okay. Yeah, because over the years, even when your style is like intertwining through everything what you do, it's like never goes away. You, your style, your soul, your way, how you write, and like I say, instruments that you are using, is like probably and will be forever you, your signal, stamp. But if you are looking back and you can say to us what album you think really represents who David Arkenstone is as a composer, producer, multi-instrumentalist, person that we just love to listen to. So what album? Can you like pick one or two or three and say, okay, hey, if you go to my website, if you want to purchase, if you want to say, please, if you start learning and you are like 10, 11, 12 years old and you fell in love with the score on a very important game that probably everybody's playing till this day, and name of this game is?
Yeah, World of Warcraft. I've done a lot of music for that game.
So I think if people are listening to the album, or younger people going back, they will be wanting to know more about you. So what three albums you would like us to purchase and listen to just fall in love with you all over again?
I had one album that was nominated for a Grammy called Atlantis. That's one of my favorite records I've done. And then another one is the Celtic Book of Days, which I did a while back in the early, I don't remember when, but that had a lot of me on it. I mean, they're all
nice to say me on it.
One, I don't even know what another one would be. There's just so many, and there's one called Echoes of Light and Shadow that I know gets a lot of airplay still these days. So that'd probably be the third one if I was going to send people to anything. Mm-hmm.
And I know that you were traveling recently, yes, to Iceland and some European countries, which that's what I was dreaming to do all over again, because I'm in London right now. It's so easy to travel everywhere. So how much you are influenced by travels?
A lot, I think. I love traveling. And then usually by the time I get home, I have a bunch of new ideas that are influenced by what I've seen. and emotions that I've felt during my travels, and people that I've met, and all you get, you know, I think travel is so important. I think a lot of people don't travel enough. Yeah. And I think even in the United States, you should travel.
Actually, in America, yes, people really are.
Mexico
or Hawaii, but yes, the world is there much bigger. And I know if they start to travel, they will just never stop. So the first step is the most important.
It is. Get a passport. That's my advice.
And it's not so hard, people. It's really not so hard. So, David, if we'll go like back, and we see this 18, 19 years old gentleman. I know that you also have your Eastern European roots or something. Are you originally, or your parents or grandparents are from?
My grandparents are from Italy and Sweden.
Yeah, so you know what? That's your complexion and your soul is still European, you know, very romantic and very dramatic. So, but if you look back and you were like 18 and 16 years old, did you by then believe that music will be what you'll be doing forever?
Yes, I did.
So you
never knew even more than that.
Okay. So another question is, I would like to make people to be aware of the six tracks that we will be listening to right after interview. I thought that it would be nice to give people the moment with your music, with your new album. I know this is a very, very special gift from you to all of us. So if we can list names of six songs, if you can talk to us about the titles and a little bit why the names are this way, named this way, and what you wanted to all, or each one, to give it to us, what thoughts you had behind when you wrote them and composed them. So do you remember the order? Because I have them. It's In Solamento is the number one. So if you can give it to us a little bit, thoughts.
Yeah, well, Solamento actually means isolation in Italian. And I have some friends in Italy, and they at the beginning had a very tough time. Uh-huh. Lots of problems there. The worst in the world for a while.
So that's dedicated to really Italy and what they were going through.
I would say, and the piece is very sort of minimal, and it was the feeling that I had. You know, when you're told you should isolate, that's different than just isolating yourself. A lot of people just like to be by themselves and they don't care about other people so much. But when somebody tells you,
you got an order to do so,
it's a different feeling. It's like, oh, this is pretty serious, yeah. You know? So that's the piece that came out when I was thinking about that.
Wonderful. The second track that we'll be listening to is What We Do in Life.
Yes, that came from the idea that the decisions we make are important, whether it's our family, whether it's the government, whether it's a group of people, they have repercussions and results when you take an action. So it was kind of a plea that everybody takes the right action.
Right action. Okay, it's a track number three that we'll be listening to. It's called You Can Only Come to the Morning Shadows.
Yes, Through the Shadows, which it kind of means to get to the bright spot, you have to go through this darkness. And it's that simple. I mean, and this, the coronavirus is a darkness to me. And we have to go through it to get to the other side, which would be the normal way we were living. But still, as I mentioned before, I hope it's even brighter than the way we were living. I hope there's more brotherhood. I hope there's more love for everybody around the world, you know. So,
and it's a big hope, but we feel that this will be like that. We'll be happier people. So the measure of existence.
Is sort of came from the idea of mortality, you know, because it's like I'm still grateful and lucky that I have not gotten this virus, because I think it would be, you know, could be fatal to me. I mean, that's why we're doing this. So I started thinking about that. It's like, wow, I don't know. Have I said everything I wanted to say to everybody I wanted to say it to? Have I done everything I wanted to do? You know, it's like, I don't want to waste time.
And we are hiding from invisible, you know, attack. We don't know who we are from and where it can get us. So is it just petrifying? Then the clouds, is this something that will resolve the mood on the album?
The clouds part is me projecting weeks down the road when the virus is under control, or we have enough testing, or whatever makes people feel like they can go out into the world again. Which means they're going to come and see concerts, because right now I'm not playing any concerts, of course. A lot of people are broadcasting from their home, which is great.
But we want to give people the memories. So that's what you want to do when you see people live and you play live. And your concerts are beautiful and they are very well produced and bigger than life. So I know a lot of fans know about that. But again, people who will be listening to this album, they will discover, you know, the more intimate side of you that is necessary for this moment in time right now. So we are closing our interview and conversation with the track that is called Beyond the Horizon.
Yeah.
And I know you have a video for it, the song too, and I will post on Accent On for people to just see it.
We did a video, mostly just beautiful images, and I did a little penny whistle, and Luann plays her violin in the background, and she filmed that at home too. So it was kind of interesting. Obviously, Beyond the Horizon is just what it says. Like, there is hope out there. The hope for a better world, a world that's more mindful of everybody around them, and new adventures. You know, after things settle down and are fairly somewhere near normal, people will be going on adventures again, and I welcome that part. I look forward
to it. So the songs are available right now on your website, yes? And are they available already? The album is available on iTunes, Apple, where people can go and look for it? Everywhere?
Yes, Spotify, everywhere.
But we are also directing people to your website. And again, your website is?
DavidArkenstone.com.
David Arkenstone. So I would love somehow to close our interview with something that maybe you would like to share with people about what is really important in your life right now and what you are carrying on through all of these years. And I'm telling people, this is like 30, 40 years of music that we are enjoying from you. 60 albums and 20 Billboard hits. So what really matters in life, David?
Well, I think what really matters is the people you connect with. Through music, I've been super lucky to connect with a lot of people. But I mean, your family, your kids, their kids, you know, that's become something that's just a major force in my life. Now I have pretty close to 3 grandchildren. So there's one on the way. So it's very exciting. And I hope that the world that I leave for them is better than what I found it. And I think it is getting that way bit by bit. There's still a lot of tragedy in the world for sure, but and this not counting the coronavirus, but other people and war and all that crap, you know, that's just going to have to stop someday. It's just ridiculous. And so I think what's important is the people around you and sharing good things with people. You know, like the internet has opened up a huge world to musicians. You know, I get a lot of communication from Russia, from Africa, from Indonesia. It's unbelievable all the people that I can connect with through my music, and I'm super grateful for that. So, and music has always been an important force to me since I was a kid. So I'm just super grateful that I can continue that.
Thank you, David Arkenstone. This is like the sweetest interview ever. And I'm so proud that I have a right to play your album for everybody who loves us and knows about you through the years. Yes, I know you for almost 16 years. You knew my daughter when she was 6, 7 years old. Now she's 25, you know. Life really goes on, but real friends and real quality of music will stay forever with us. And you are one of those artists that just people love to love. So one more time, if you can give us the name of your album.
It's called The Delicate Balance.
Delicate Balance, especially for us from David Arkenstone, everybody who is listening to Accent on London edition on LA Talk Radio. Thank you, David, and please enjoy the album. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.